Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC. Here's The Drive with Tyler Palumbis, Nick Ferguson, and D-Mac.
All right, we are joined by Troy Rank, brought to you by Tranny Law. Troy, thanks for joining us. What was the atmosphere in the locker room today?
It's a better way to go into the bye with this kind of confidence. I mean, there's no way to overstate what Brandon Allen did to give him a bit of, you know, caffeinate the offense, give him a little bit of energy, let them feel good about themselves as much as you can at 3-6. I talked to Coach Fangio about this today. Like, how do you assess 3-6? Is it a team that could be 5-4, 6-3, or, you know, that the NFL standings, as I like to say, are kind of like yoga pants. They're revealing and uncomfortable, and they are that for the Broncos right now. But they are playing great defense, and lost in this 3-6 start is the fact that they are quietly a top five defense, and this locker room realizes that if they become functional offensively, and D-Mac, I realize we've been saying this for 3.5 years, if they get to where they can score 20 points a game, you could see them toward the end of the season and next year contending again. Because this defense, again, quietly, even without takeaways and sacks, has been impressive. 18 points a game is all they're allowing. Second best red zone defense in the NFL. So there's some things to like. It's disappointing at 3-6. But again, feel good about themselves. Feel like they got a quarterback that's giving them a jolt. So something to kind of look forward to as they come out of the bye next week.
Troy, as we hit the bye week, it's kind of self-assessment time. Not going to go into anything negative right now because we just had a big win and it feels good. So in that note, who has been the biggest surprise for you this year in a good way?
I would probably have to say Alexander Johnson, you know, a guy who was got cut at one point last year. You know, we know the backstory, missed 3.5 years. Was eventually found innocent in a rape trial that almost cost him his career. And last year, he just never really clicked. Even this year in training camp, we're like, man, you see he's the talent, but is it going to happen? So I would say for me, he has been the biggest surprise because he's a guy now on their defense. I mean, you can see his athleticism, his physicality. There's a guy that you can kind of say, okay, maybe we got one inside linebacker of the future. So I would rank him there. And Malik Reed on defense, frankly, as a guy who was an undrafted free agent who's starting, who's contributing. Mike Purcell, Malik Reed, Devontae Harris, and, again, Alexander Johnson, Duke Dawson. You got five guys playing on this defense that really weren't playing when the season started. So those would be my surprises, Tyler. And offensively, I hope, for Noah Fant's sake, that game was the kickstart that gets him to where 2-3 years into his career, we're going to look back and say, okay, that game launched a career for a kid who's a solid tight end in this league.
Troy, I was at the game yesterday, and there were some mixed opinions on the victory. What do you say to those Broncos fans who were wanting the team to lose to help the draft status for 2020?
Yeah, I'm just not a big fan of losing because when you lose to get to picks, I mean, what team has won titles doing it that way? And I'm not being sarcastic. The only team I can think of in recent memory that's done it is the Houston Astros. In football, tanking, and basketball, tanking, you can say the Sixers did it. Have they won a title? Have they even been to the conference final? It's not as easy as people think. The easy thing, frankly, is to stink. It's easy to tear it down. The hard part is to get good again and then have 2 or 3 years of really bad culture that defines you as a loser. So I understand where they're coming from because of the math. You're better off, you know, going 4-12 than you are going 6-10 or 3-13. I get that. I understand it. But this year, you're not going to get into the top three because Miami stinks, the Jets stinks, and the Bengals stink. So for me, whether they win 5 games, they win 6 games, it's going to be the difference of maybe 3 or 4 picks. And if you like a quarterback, Nick, I tell the fans, then you trade up. You use your draft capital. You got stuff for Sanders. You trade up. If there's a quarterback and you feel like that's the piece, like you're the Bills now and you got a defense, you just need a young quarterback, then trade up for him and get him and build and have a team in place for a guy. Or you decide at the end of the season that Drew Lock's that guy. But I would tell fans to enjoy the moment. Enjoy the moment. It's been 3 years of rugged offense, and what we saw yesterday at the very least was entertaining.
Okay, quick answer, and I'll go around the room, but I'll start with you, Troy. In week 9 of the 2020 season, 1 year from today, the starting quarterback for the Denver Broncos will be?
Heck, I'm just going to say it for the heck of it. I'd say Justin Herbert.
Justin Herbert. Thank you, Troy Rank. From Denver 7, courtesy of Tranny Law, Tyler, 1 year from today, the starting quarterback for the Denver Broncos will be?
Well, I've been saying Herbert for weeks, so I'm not going to change now just because Troy did. I'm in agreement.
Justin Herbert.
Yeah.
Nick?
I'm going to say a guy who's going to play this Saturday against Alabama and Joe Burrows.
Wow. Okay. Well,
yeah, I mean, when you look at what Allen was able to do on Sunday, I mean, Burrows brings that same type of play, you know, every Saturday. But now the idea is that will he be there when the Broncos are picking? And if he's up there at the top, knowing as though there are a couple of teams that need quarterbacks, will they be willing to move up to get him?
I will say the starting quarterback for the Broncos a year from today will be Drew Lock.
Wow. How about that, D-Man?
Yeah.
And how does that come about?
The need at left tackle is just overwhelming. And hearing how Coach Fangio is talking about bowls today, and the fact that I think the Broncos will win another, I don't know, man, I think they'll win another three games, maybe four, who knows? I think at the end of the day, you're going to put Drew Lock in a position to take over the starting position. I thought the Brandon Allen story was absolutely fantastic, and I love it. I just cannot imagine John Elway. I just can't imagine John Elway taking a quarterback in the top 10 after he didn't do what he didn't do a couple years ago. And now Herbert, to me, Herbert, you can rip on him all you want. I hear Mike Evans with his idiotic. Mike doesn't even watch college football, but he wants to castigate everybody in the Pac-12 as if they're terrible. I guess Jared Goff didn't go to Cal. I guess Aaron Rodgers didn't go to Cal. I guess Gardner Minshew didn't go to Washington
State. Andrew Luck.
I guess Andrew Luck didn't go to Stanford. I mean, it's the dumbest reasoning that it's a soft conference I've ever heard in my life.
I think he was being playful on that one. I think he's being playful.
Mike literally does not watch college football at all.
You know, going back to your point about Drew Lock being the starting quarterback, well, it's not crazy by any means. I mean, for a number of reasons. Number one, you hit the nail on the head. We have a pressing need at left tackle that I don't know how we're going to solve outside of drafting a guy in the top 10. So that is a very logical reason in its own right why you might be stuck with Drew Lock. Number two, John Elway did draft him last year, okay? Yeah. And it was a number two, it was a second round draft pick. No, it was not a number one, but that's still a high draft pick. And number three, we actually might not find out if he's not the guy. And if we don't find out that he's not the guy this year, then there's a presumption that he still can be the guy.
All right, thanks to Troy and, of course, Nick and Tyler and Richie and Dylan. And thank you for listening. We come back with Monday Night Football, the Giants and the Cowboys. That's next on Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC. First
Bank. Banking for good.